Hey guys, welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Podcast Series. I am your host, Vanessa Grimm, and KZN, it has been a very difficult week of fishing. However, there has been fish to report on. Now, that difficult week has been because of the heavy seas, but those that did manage to go out have been rewarded. And here's a little taste of what you can expect in this week's show. Well, starting off on your offshore side, guys, there's been a huge amount of cooter that's still on the bite, and that's on the south coast as well as the north coast. And we've got some major reports of the KZN kayak boys that's been out on that UKFC comp last week. However, during the week, it has been a bit slow, and those that did go still got cooter on a daily basis. And amongst that cooter, there has been some tuna on the bite. The bottom fishing is still fishing really well, and in the harbor, well, there's still the grunter and your kingfish on lure. Moving on to the rock and surf side, guys, it's edible season already. The inedibles have slowed down, and speaking about that, edibles, shad is huge. Massive shad on the bite. There's still a lot of cob out there, and apart from that, your rock species has been bending rods throughout the entire coastline. And as for the freshwater, well, the bass has started to slow down. However, the ones that are coming out are good quality bass, and if you're looking for a mixed bag of freshwater species, Mudma is the place to be, and Yan is going to tell us all about that as we get into the show. So before we kick it off, as always, huge thanks to our sponsor, the Kingfisher, and this is their featured product for the week.
The Daiwa Saltisp Star Drag Multipliers are strong, yet compact and light. A drag rating of as much as 10 kgs of pressure to the spool. Constructed from machined aluminium and anodized for maximum corrosion resistance, these are high-performing, durable reels. True Free Spool makes them ideal for long casting or live bait fishing. 6.4 to 1 gear ratio makes them fast enough for jigging, yet powerful enough to land big fish. Daiwa. Feel alive.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, that Daiwa MQ series is certainly something for this winter period. Like the ad was saying, live bait fishing, that is something we're going to want. We're getting that shad out there, and the Garrick is around the corner, so make sure to go and check out those reels. Now, let's get into the show. As always, down the South Coast with our South Coast guru, Adam, who is extremely happy that it's no longer Groundhog Day. He's got fish to report on in many areas around the South Coast. I'm going to leave it to him. Here is Adam.
Good day, fellow anglers and Vanessa. I hope everyone's doing good. I hope you've had an awesome week. So, things have definitely started hottening up on the lower coast. So, we've definitely, and I know we've had some good catches. So, things have changed, Vanessa. It's not a groundhog sort of day report. I promise you this time, it's definitely not. And with if these reports can be believed, or if they are true, down in Port Alfred with the sardines coming up, things are going to start getting really good down this side. I know the water's been pretty cold, so that's awesome for the sards. It's a little bit early, but hey, we never know. And the sardines always a major pull for tourists, for locals alike. So I'm hoping, cross fingers, cross toes, cross ears, cross eyes if you have to, that we're going to get some sardines this year. But forget the sardines, we're finally getting some fish on the lower south coast that are not barbel, that are not eel, and that are not toadies. We're actually getting some edible fish for a change. Something you can put on the bra and eat with your family. Imagine that, finish. It is not Groundhog Day for a change. So we've had a huge brusher in the Port Edward area, which I've seen personally. Can't mention the angler, can't mention the area, but definitely over 7 kilos, which is huge for our south coast area. We've also had a punskop, or black mussel cracker, that's come out recently. But this fish has been caught in Trafalgar, Munster, and Port Edward. So we don't know exactly where it's been caught, but we know where it's been caught, if you know what I mean. And again, a huge size for the lower south coast. We get a lot of the smaller sized ones, you know, not even pan size, that we often catch, and it's an awesome surprise rare catch. We put it back, so that's really great. We've had a few sort of banded chalyun coming out recently, and some bronze bream and shad. I mean, that makes a change from the cob. But Palm Beach has been the spot. There's been a few big and small shad and a couple of nice-sized bronzies recently caught down that side. I've had a mate of mine, Vyoshin, catch a beautiful-sized bronzie recently. Stompy, as all of us locals know him as, also caught himself a beautiful-sized bronzie. And Darren, who we all know, part of Kent's fishing team, also catching himself a beautiful kingies in the river. So the rivers are still working down the side. We're still getting perch, we're still getting pike, we're still getting cob and kingies. So our rivers are still working really productively. Now, moving a bit sort of further north over to the Margate Pier area, there were two big size shad that were caught recently, just one after the other, bang, bang, and then all of a sudden it sort of went quiet. But it's shad at Margate Pier. When last did we hear that, Vinesh? We should actually maybe even whisper it because we don't want to spook the rest of the shad. But we've had some nice shad come out at Margate Pier and a few smaller ones. So the fish are slowly returning to the old girl, but she's not firing on all cylinders just yet. But give her time. She's warming up, Vinesh. I promise she's going to be good this year. Now, moving a bit again further north from that, sort of the Manaba, Yuvango, Orange Rocks, Shelly Beach area, there's been some good bream, there's been some good hound sharks, there's been some good hammers, there's been some good cob, and there's been some very, very nice blacktail being caught. So it's getting there. If you're warming up, Vinesh, give us time. As I said, you know, it's a dance. You start off slow and you end off with a bang, so we're getting there. Moving again further north, sort of Port Shepstone area, it's been a little bit on the quiet side. You know, the cob haven't really shown themselves too much just yet. There's been one or two nice size ones being caught recently by some local anglers, but again, not fireworks, but it's still fish, right? It's still something you can take home and be proud of, or something you can release. Again, moving further north from that, going over to the 20 area. 20's been a good spot for your shad at the moment. There's been a couple of guys catching 40 to 45 centimeter shad up that area. And again, moving further north, Pumula Mzumbi area, some non-eds and eds and some kingies being caught on spoon. So there's been a bit of a smorgasbord, if you want to call it, of what's been happening on the lower coast. But things are definitely starting to sort of pick up, Finesh, which is good. We're finally picking up down on the lower coast. So guys, the weather for this coming weekend is looking okay in terms of the wind. There might be a bit of rain around, but look, if you're going to go stand and get wet, but get yourself a beautiful fish to either take home or release, why not get wet, right? I mean, we're waterproof at the end of the day, Vinesh. So moving over to the weather, Friday there's 20 to 40 k's per hour southwesterly wind blowing. Saturday the same pretty much, but it drops down in the afternoon. With Sunday, a west to northeast, likely blowing at around 20 k's per hour for most of the weekend. The swell's still going to be pretty high though, unfortunately, between 1.5 and 2 meters, but we can deal with that because the wave periods are definitely a lot closer. So it's more oxygen in the water, the water's a bit colder, the fish are going to get biting a bit more. So it's looking positive, Vinesh. It really is looking positive. So guys, our rivers are working still beautifully well. Our rock and surf is definitely picking up, and I know our deep sea is going to be picking up pretty soon. We're just hoping that we're going to get some good reports from the deep sea so that it's a trifecta: rivers, rock and surf, and deep sea. But let's see what happens this weekend, guys. I hope everyone has an awesome weekend. Remember your bag limits, your sizes, and your licenses, because the guys are definitely still around and checking. And just remember to wear that jacket because there is a bit of a cold breeze in the air. But otherwise, I hope everyone has an awesome weekend and take care.
Thank you, Adam. Buddy, I am so glad it's no longer Groundhog Day. I'm so glad that you have fish to report on and some nice fish at that. Well done to those anglers, especially the ones that are showing us some action off Margate Pier. Yes, finally some shad over there. Get the guys excited. And yeah, we'll be crossing everything we can to make sure that sardine run happens, because like you said, it does a lot, not just for the tourists, but for the local anglers as well. Moving on into Amkumas. Guys, I'm sure you have seen this huge kingfish that's been circulating the WhatsApp groups. A massive one. I mean, that kingfish was pretty much the size of the angler. Yeah, so that's been reported down the south coast. I've got my opinions on whether it should be kept or released, but that is just my opinion. I would love to hear your opinion, but nevertheless, there's always two sides of the story, and I'm sure we'll hear the angler side of the story as to why he kept it as well. But moving on from there into Warner Beach, let's talk to Gary, because Gary's got fish to report on as well. Here is Gary from the Kingfisher.
Morning, chaps. It's Gary of the Kingfisher Warner Beach. Good morning to you. Yeah, it was a good land breeze this morning, and the sea was a bit sort of, it wasn't as nice as yesterday, which was a pretty good day. I heard of one gary coming out along the beach. There've been some very big shad around. See, for this time of the year, the sort of 4 kilo plus ones, operating sometimes in very shallow water. Quite a sight, actually. Pompano, that's sort of 1.5 to 3 kg, some small stumpies. Browns, odd brown here and there, and those cob, generally smallish ones, where there's some rocks at night. The surf ski guys been getting cooter daily here, sort of between 1 and 3, that's sort of 10 kilo plus one, fish wise. There's some bait out there, mozzies and some red eyes. There were some bonnies yesterday. The lagoon, the river, I mean, I saw one nice bass come out sort of up the upper reaches of the river above the steel bridge, I presume. But, yeah, it's gone a bit quiet, a perch here and there. But I haven't heard of much else. We always stand and wait, or we sit and wait and keep our eyes open. I've been spinning, but I haven't got anything yet. No Garrick yet. Let's see what happens in the week ahead. Till then, tight lines.
Thank you, Gary. A good report out of Warner Beach. Guys, we did say there's big shad. How was that 4 kilo plus coming out of Warner Beach and the surrounding areas, as well as that Pompano? Yes, we will be waiting in great anticipation for more Garrick to be reported from Gary. So stay tuned to the reports. Now, moving on into Durban, where Mike V has got some good reports of some great edible action. Here is Mike V from the Kingfisher, followed by Brad Krobler.
How's it, guys? Yes, besides a very big sea, it wasn't a bad fishing weekend after all for the guys targeting the scratching fish and things I get. The guys got a few stumpies. There was some lovely bronze bream in that caught in between, a couple of zebras, some stone bream. I saw a picture of a lovely little prodigal, a good couple of kingies. And while the guys were scratching for all that stuff, they also catching some crickets and that on the south coast. So, yeah, there was quite a bit of bite. There's one, two big fish hooked on Saturday night in the south coast as well. Some good peelers, guys getting emptied out. So yeah, even if you find a nice gap in the big sea, it was all right. On the ski boat side, the guys at the paddle ski comp on the weekend, so we saw that there was quite a few cooter caught, some lovely snook, one, two yellow fins. There's been some nice bait for the guys to use as well. Some scads, a very odd mackerel out now, and the guys have been pulling some live bonnies around. So yeah, on the top there's been some lovely fish caught. Once again, the normal for the guys fishing on the bottom. Some lovely rock cod, red slingers, all that thing. And then the guys going very deep are still getting hellbeck, so that's a good sign. In the bay, the guys have been quite a few grunter, some nice ones. There's been kingies, there's been springer. So the bay has been operating if you've been there at the right time. The guys are starting to get cob and paddle tail in the bay too, so something new for you guys to target. Guys, have a great weekend and tight lines. Thanks, man.
Right, guys. Good morning. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. As we all might know, be aware of that. Yeah, last week, what can I say, the weather became quite atrocious over Friday, Saturday and Sunday, with huge swells coming through, really making it really difficult to go fish. So my guys, what we did manage to do is we got a couple of bottom fish. With the big seas, the snook have become, well, basically unfishable to get there, too dangerous. But yeah, still bottom fish around. Never went out to the deep for the Dorado again. But yeah, a tough week. That's all I can say. A really, really tough week. As I say, there were some fish, but we had to work really, really hard to get them.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. So, a tough week of fishing, but those that did put in the effort reaped the rewards, and Durban is still producing the goods. More so on that rock and surf edible side, and well, cooter still on the offshore, but definitely the bottom fishing has been the cherry on top. Now, guys, Brad has just sent me a report of what's been going on as we broadcast the show, and yeah, be sure to check that out on our Angler News YouTube channel, and that's where you'll find more of the highlights of the show, as well as a few visuals and a little more later report from Brad. Now, moving on to Bolito and Salt Rock, we are with Jesse from the Kingfisher, who has been away last week fishing for bass and doing very well at that. And yeah, he is back. He has got this week's latest report of Bolito, Salt Rock, and all the surrounding areas.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing all right. And apologize for missing last week's report. I was taking some much needed leave, and I went to do some fishing up at Albert Falls Dam. And ended up having a heck of a good run. I caught three bags over 10 kilos in the 3 days, which is, as most competitive anglers know, it's kind of like your benchmark. That's what you aim for when you're fishing competitively. Not that I was fishing competitively, but it's nice to put things into perspective. And I saw a couple of other guys struggling fishing in certain areas, and because of the competitive nature of bass fishing, I don't really want to give away the spots because it does get on the guys' nerves a little bit. But I will tell everybody that the fish are hanging out more in dirty water than clean water. They're hanging fairly tight to structure, and they're hanging it tight to drop-offs. I was throwing mainly frogs in the tight structure, surface frogs, your Daiwa deep poppers, your pad crashes, all of that type of thing. And then as the sun gets up during the day and the water starts to pick up, and it is sitting at around 20 to 21 and a half degrees depending on the day, then all I'm doing is throwing the standard Texas rig, tungsten Texas rig. I'm fishing on 24 pound Siglon braid. That's the Siglon Advanced PE. Got a Siglon fluorocarbon leader, 16 pound, and I'm dragging a Senko of some sort, or any other worm of your preference over rock piles, all of that type of stuff. But it's very steep drop offs, guys. You're not going to catch a heck of a lot of fish in the really shallow stuff or in the really deep stuff at this stage. The fish are kind of transitioning at the moment, and they are sitting on the drop-offs in slightly dirtier water. It does heat up a little bit faster during the day because of the sediment content. So that's it, guys. Head up to Albert Falls if you want to have some fun. And then I do believe the other dams, like Inanda Dam, Hazelmere, Khuratjo, they're all fishing quite well at the moment. So bass fishing in general is looking right up there. As far as your saltwater content goes, I'm happy to report that the guys are doing quite well in our area here, Bolito mainly. The guys are catching a couple of shad, which we have been seeing in the last few weeks, but it's just tenfold now. We've seen the guys catching fish off high rock on a regular basis. They're catching a lot bigger fish as well. I mean, I saw a photo yesterday from a customer who didn't catch him himself, but he took a photo of a guy that was down there, and he had four shad. The biggest was over 4 kilos, second biggest was over 3 kilos, and then two fish between 1 and 2 kilos. He did catch a lot more, and he threw them away, but you know how it goes. He caught the first one. He didn't know that he was going to catch another one, so he kept it. Caught another one, didn't know if he'd catch any more, so he kept it. And then the next two ones were small, but he did say that he would rather have let the big ones go had he had known that he was going to catch more. So, I mean, if fishing is like that, it's good. That is good fishing. And if you catch one big one, let's be honest, that's more than enough to eat. The bigger shad are generally not very good eating. They're fairly coarse. So you have to, for the lack of a better term, undercook them. But yeah, guys, that's good news on the shad front. So I'd say give it a shot. The guys are buying a lot of sardines at the moment, so we know that it's not just isolated to one area. They are feeding nicely. And then within the shad now, the guys are catching other species as well. I heard of one or two grey sharks coming out on the shad traces, one or two stumpies, and then also some cob. So it seems like we're going to have an all-year cob season. It didn't end from last year winter. It's been going all the way through. We're at the time now where the cob slowly start to trickle through into our waters here. Not only the fishermen have been catching them, I've seen a couple on the spear as well. So that's quite nice that you know, things are happening on that front. I did see that in Durban the first Garrett came out, so we'll see what happens in our area here. Normally it takes a little bit longer, but I'd say within the next month or so we're gonna definitely see some Garrett here in the High Rock area, going a little bit north as well, Sciola, Tugela, all of those areas. And then as far as your bronze bream go, I did see some really, really small bronze bream come out, which is good news. It's positive, but we did see a couple of bigger ones in the previous week. So I think what might have happened is the bigger ones were from last year that were hanging around here, and they basically just came inshore for that period of time. Now the smaller ones have started to move up the coast, and that's what we're seeing now. But apparently the guys were catching a lot. They were catching a lot on crayfish, and they were catching a lot on cracker. So if you're licensed to use certain baits that are going to be working, then go for it. And then everything else, as far as your inedibles go, it has been fairly quiet. I haven't seen a lot of fish coming out, but definitely worth a try to go out there. I mean, if you're going to be taking two rods with you, put out a big bait. If you put out, for example, an octopus tentacle, almost anything in our waters can pick that up. You could catch anything from flatfish to sharks. Big GT loves an octopus tentacle. You'll catch a brush on it, you'll catch a stumpy on it, a big cob will take that as well. You'll catch almost anything. So my suggestion, put one of those out and then just scratch around with a bronze bream trace. And on a bronze bream trace, you're also open to a lot of opportunities there. You can catch stumpy, stone bream, brusher, absolutely anything. So guys, that's I'd say my tip of the week. At this time of the year, definitely put out two rods and you're going to benefit from the variety of species that are around, I want to say. So yeah, that's about it, guys. Apart from the bass fishing, things have been quite good as well. And I think you're going to have some good fishing coming up. It is chilly. I don't get cold, but the last couple of mornings, especially up in Pietermaritzburg when I was there last week, it was incredibly chilly. The one day on the dam, it went down to 10 degrees. It was Wednesday last week. And you guys probably know we had some rain. I had to travel across the dam in fog where I had probably 3 meters of this. I could barely see the front of the boat. So, you know, and that just came over as the sun was coming up. So it is freezing cold out there some mornings, guys. So remember that Kingfisher has a lot of winter apparel. So if you are in the market for some new jackets and stuff like that, we've got some good stuff at the moment. We've also got a big range of beanies. So that does help a lot. Makes things a little bit more comfortable. Anyway, guys, have a good one, and let us know what happens next week. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse. Great to have you back, my bud. I certainly missed all your tips about the fishing, you know, especially as we are targeting that species in your area. But before that, well done on that bass you've been catching, my bud. You really should turn to professional bass angling. I mean, you do it quite regularly enough, and you are certainly getting the fish. I mean, averaging 10 kgs per bag per day. Well done on that, my friend. Now, apart from that there, you know, I love your advice that you've given on the bronze bream traces and the mixed bag of species we could catch with them. So that is looking quite fantastic. And we are really excited about the big shad that's been on the bite, averaging 3 kilos and up. Yeah, Bolito certainly the place to be. Now, moving on to Mtanzini Banks, we chatted with Nick during the course of this week, and it has been pretty difficult because of those big seas. No one has launched throughout the week or the weekend. However, I just got some visuals from him today, which is once again on our Angler News YouTube channel, that the guys are going out today, and we didn't get any reports yet. We'll start getting those reports as they filter through later on this afternoon, and we will certainly be reporting on the fishing during next week's show. So let's move on to Richards Bay, where once again, just like Mtanzini, not many anglers has been out because of that heavy weather. However, we do have Ellie with a report.
Good morning, Vinesh. I hope you are well. Fishing this past week have been extremely quiet, especially with the bad weather that we had. No one really went out, but in the harbour, some people managed to catch a few kingies, a few GTs, and but not much luck on bait. But yeah, today is a nice day, so we'll see what fish is coming off today. Sorry for that. Enjoy the weekend. Bye.
Thank you, Ellie. No need to apologize. It is what it is, and at least the guys in the harbor managed to get some fish on Atlo. Well, that kingfish and GTs, I'm sure that must have been fun. Now, guys, St. Lucia, well, there has been some reports as up to Tuesday, because the Wave Dancer Charters has been going out and they have been producing the goods. A mixed bag of species, including Dorado, Kuta, a few small kingfish, and some bunnies. So there has been some action up in St. Lucia. Now, guys, that rounds off our saltwater report. Moving on to the freshwater, we've got Jan with some very interesting news. Here is Jan from the Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg.
Hey there, guys. So, after the droves of anglers that were out and about over the Easter long weekend, last weekend's weather seems to have thrown a bit of a spanner in the works, with very few returns or news off the water as a result. With the first snows reported up top, it seems that winter's finally got its foot in the door and will be popping through properly any moment now. With only two returns each received, there were slim pickings for the anglers of the Natal's Fly Fishers Club on the weekend. No doubt the spell of weather put the fish down for the stillwater anglers, where only a handful of stockies were reported. Fishing prior to the system that came over the mid-weekend, the river anglers were a bit more successful, with some good fish reported from the Moy River. Of note was a 15 to 17 inch, that is 38 to 43 centimeter, brown trout, taken by local angler Sean Rogers, with wife Prue notching up her first couple of wild river browns, and all on dry fly to boot. Well done, guys. What a great day's fishing. Sean notes that the fish that he caught was a solid male with a well-developed kite, indicating that nuptial season is well underway for the fish. With the snows up top, I'm pretty sure that water temperatures will drop very quickly now, and with only 3 weeks left in the river season, best to get out now before the fish simply disappear for the winter. The Underberg Humboldt Trout Fishing Club recently hosted another of their annual autumn Rivers in May fly fishing festivals. Fishing the local waters in Underberg, participants in teams of two get to fish four different beats on private waters over the 2 days. The reports tell that there was no shortage of fish in these waters, with everyone getting more than just a few fish. I am putting this one on the calendar for me for sure next year. The Kokstad Fly Fishing Club's 24th annual Stillwater Festival was also held over the same weekend, on the 28th to the 30th of April. Of note is that over 700 fish found their way into the anglers' nets, with the top five fish reported from the event were all over that magical 23 inches or 60 centimeter mark. And the smallest of the five, pulling the tape to 65 centimeters, that is 25 inches, and the largest, 27 inches or 69 centimeters, just 1 centimeter shy of that 70 centimeter mark. That's some absolute cracking fish, guys. Once again, showing why the dams of EG are revered in trout fishing circles. Sticking with the fly anglers, this month's meeting of the Natal Fly Dresser Society saw local fly tying guru Wayne Stegan demonstrate a recently developed dragonfly pattern of his own design. The meeting was very well attended, as when Wayne offers to open his fly box, then the fly ties come running out of the woodwork. Any fly anglers out there that would like to start tying their own flies or start attending meetings, stop by the shop, guys, and come and chat to me. While the bite was definitely slower this past weekend compared to the Easter weekend, like the scaly, or that is Natal yellowfish anglers, still found some good fish on the Moy River before the weather system affected the state of play. Euro nymphing with weighted flies was the name of the game, with natural colored nymphs doing the business. Top flies are golden copper beadhead jig patterns tied in both nymph and bugger styles. Albert Falls, Dan played along very nicely last weekend as competitors in the Joey's Tournament Trail enjoyed a good day out on the dam. Top two teams both weighing in bags north of 14 kilos. Interestingly, neither of these top two bags contained the biggest fish of the day, which pulled the scale to 4.5 kilos. And congrats goes to Tim Probert. Second spot went to a fish of 4.1 kilos. Sounds like a great day on the water, guys. As usual, Midmar Dam is still reported to be fishing well across a number of species. And as we head into winter, let's take a look at the dam levels, which are still looking real good. Albert Falls sitting at 99.7%, Midmar Dam 96.8%, Spring Grove Dam 97.1%, Mearns is still overflowing at 103.6%, and Wagon Drift just shy of full supply level at 99.91%. So guys, tight lines to you all, and do pop into the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan. Another fantastic report. I'm glad to hear that there was such good fishing despite that rough weather. And although it wasn't as good as the Easter weekend, there was still a lot of fish to be spoken about, and especially of those events that were held on the private dams. My friend, when you are heading there, please take me. I want to go and get some action that you do. Apart from that, thank you for all the intel. And also, guys, Jan has sent through the images of some of these catches that he was talking about. So be sure to once again check it out on our Angler News YouTube channel. So now, guys, that rounds off our KZN report for this week. It looks like it's looking really good for the weekend. The weather's looking good. The sea has flattened. The fish on the bite. The edible action is here. There's some big size edibles that are along with that. Yes, it is still early days for Garrick, but who knows what's going to happen over this weekend. I'm sure the guys are going to be trying for it. And if you are looking for that freshwater action, like Jan said, Mudma is the place to be with a mixed bag of species coming out. So, until next week, always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future. So, thanks to the Kingfisher for making this show possible. None of this could happen without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So, always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.